Good morning. It is 8:33. Time for Open Mic on KEYLK XDL. My guest in studio this morning is John Peters, owner of AJ John Peters Computer Service. In fact, right here in the Halt Mall, right below me, is where his office is. Now, John has over 50 years experience in the computer business, working with large and small companies and with individuals. He has also taught computer repair, software, and computer support at the college level. And we have some questions that people have asked John, and he's going to give his answers to those questions this morning. John is also wanting to accept your questions. You can call in at 732-2164, 732-2164, and John will give you the best answer for the question you give us, I guess, you know. And also, you can call, well, if you can't, after you're done, the show is done, if you have a question, you can send it email to ajpeters@outlook.com. And also on Facebook.com, AJ Peters Computer Services. He'll answer the questions so on social media. That is, if he knows the answer. But if he doesn't, I bet he'll try to find. Right, John?
I will try to do my best to find the answer because I don't know everything.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, at least you're honest, right?
You know, well, I try to be.
Okay. Trying is a good thing. Okay. Now, there's several questions that people I know ask you all the time when it comes to computers. And I've heard this one kicked around. What is the cloud? Now, I know outside what it is, but...
Well, okay. First of all, we computer nerds, whenever we did a drawing of the network, we drew a cloud.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we draw a cloud because it just kind of goes up there and you don't know where it's going to go.
Okay.
So when it comes to people, the way that we use the cloud now, it is either an application or a place to store files out on the internet somewhere, out on the cloud. And I'm sure, sure. Everybody can see my hands going around my head, you know, the M4SO.
Right. Well,
give me an example, some cloud applications.
Well, I know that on my phone, it says backup on iCloud or whatever.
Yeah, iCloud is a place where you store files.
Right.
Google Drive. Google is a cloud application.
Okay.
Okay, Google Drive is where you store files.
Sure.
Google Docs. Facebook is a cloud application. It does stuff for you. You store pictures, notes up
right
on Facebook. Snapchat is the cloud. When you were using some of your text messaging with Verizon,
sure,
where it stores all these messages is on the cloud.
Okay.
So the cloud is someplace that either does something for you or keeps something for you on the internet.
Unlike me, who's in a cloud a lot of times.
Well, especially when you have a cold like today. By the way, I have an app on the cloud that can clear up your sinuses.
It can?
Yes, it does. What it does is actually sets a bazooka on the top of your computer, and when you push the button, it blows the top of your head off.
Oh.
Sorry for being...
Air-conditioned, too.
Yeah, sorry for being too overly graphic about that. But, you know, there are days in which you feel like it's going
to
blow.
Oh, yeah, I know. And, of course, today would happen to be April 1st.
Yeah, it is April 1st.
April Fool's. Now, you know... Especially with social media, people are going to try to pull somebody's leg today. Has that ever happened to you, or have you ever done something like that?
Well, probably the best prank I ever pulled was in the early PC days.
Okay.
Against my boss, because my boss, you know, they came from the big computers.
Oh, sure, the size of a house.
Where you would, well, yes, where you'd put the cards in and
right,
then you'd wait 5 hours.
Right.
Okay. Well, they weren't used to this interactive stuff. And the security wasn't real high. And what we did is whenever he walked away, we loaded a program that I wrote. So his computer would go to sleep, the screen would go blank, you would hit the keyboard. As soon as you hit the keyboard with that program running, it would make this sound. Woo! And a message came up on the screen, air dry in your disk drive. Okay?
Sure.
And... we got that message up there, and he came over and he said, Peters, have you ever seen that? And I said, no, I didn't know that computers could do that. They must be really smart. So every time he left, we'd load this program. Ooh, air drying your computer. Well, after about 3 months, we got a little bit tired of it. So I added at the program a little routine that goes, ooh. That's all, folks. And the next thing I hear echoing through the whole office building was, Peters! So, yes.
So that ended all that pranking.
That ended that prank. I won't tell you about any of my
Oh, that's... Don't give anybody ideas, right?
No.
You know, a lot of people, I, including myself, have issues when it comes to things not charging. Say you have a MacBook battery or a PC battery, and it won't charge anymore. So what does that mean? What can you do?
Well, okay. There's two things. You could have an electrical charge built up in your computer.
Okay.
Okay. So for a PC, what you can do is you can take the battery out, if you have a computer that you can take the battery out of,
okay,
and hold the power button for about 20 seconds.
After the battery's been pulled.
After the battery's okay. been pulled. Oh, and pull the power out too.
Okay.
Power, battery. Okay. Sorry. You do both or you do nothing.
Okay.
Okay. So you do that. You put the battery back in, put the power back in, and see if it starts charging. If it doesn't charge at that point, you may need a new battery.
Okay.
Okay. So the other thing with the Macintosh, they have a couple different multiple keystrokes where you have to use 52 fingers to hold down the right keys.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. And you can call and I can tell you what they are. But if you run those type of things, you can generally make the battery start working on there. So, and then sometimes with the Mac, after you do that, you have to kind of restart things and run another program. But generally, most of the time, you can save the battery. The battery should last somewhere between 3 and 6 years.
Okay.
So if it's less than 3 years old, you've either broken it by doing something stupid, like pouring pop down your keyboard.
Or coffee.
Or coffee. Pop's worse because it's sugar, unless you like sugar and cream in your coffee.
Sure.
So, well, I do.
That's
have
a great song. Yes. That lyric comes from.
Okay.
You remember that one?
Yes,
the
I
Guess
do.
Guess Who?
Okay. And I also remember Sugar Shack too.
Oh yeah, I remember that too.
But excuse me, you know, I got to tell a story about my wife.
Okay, sure. She's not listening.
She'll never listen to this if I put it online. But she spilled pop on her keyboard,
okay.
Her wireless keyboard.
Sure.
She didn't want to let me know, so she put it in the dishwasher.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
It cleaned it up well, didn't it?
It cleaned it up well, and, well, she didn't really put it in the dishwasher. She cleaned it up a lot, and dish soap and all
right.
that type of stuff. Well, that didn't really help my wireless keyboard. So I ended up getting her another one, and she promised not to drink her pop next to the keyboard anymore after that. I ended up giving her a tablet so she couldn't be sitting next to the keyboard.
Okay.
So anyway, that's...
I thought maybe made her drink from a straw.
Well, she does drink from a straw.
She's still knocking it over. Oh, sure.
Kaboo!
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of a klutz, too. I have to be careful dropping stuff like my cell phone into the bathroom toilet. That happened once, many years ago. I don't know how I did that. It slipped. I don't know. It just, you know what? I saved it. I got it out of there quick. And some people said, you know, we could talk about that. You know, some people said to stick it in rice and all that. I just took a hair blower to it, and it was fine. But
yeah, sometimes they are, and they're sticking it in rice sometimes. It just depends on the phone.
So. And how long it's been submerged.
How long it's been submerged.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Will they ever make a waterproof phone, or do they already?
Yeah, they do make them.
Do they? Good. Yeah. That's nice to know. I should probably invest in one. Now, you're talking about the Mac and the battery. Now, you know, since the computer, not since the computer, but mainly since the internet's been out there, you know, people talk about viruses, and there's a lot of companies selling you the antivirus software to try to stop it or get rid of it. I've heard rumors that Mac computers can't get a virus.
That is not true.
Okay.
Every computer can get a virus. Okay, when I say every computer can get a virus, your PC can get a virus.
Does this mean it has only if it's been hooked to the internet, though, right? Can you get a virus without
or if you plug a or if you plug a USB into it?
Okay, because it can be transferred.
It has to be talked to something in the outside world.
Okay.
Okay. So, so far they have not figured out a way to make the virus breathable through the air for the computers and, you know.
Sure.
But, so, PCs can get a virus. Macs can get a virus. Your phone can get a virus. Either it's Android or Apple, your phone can get a virus. my recommendation is to get antivirus. There are free ones out there.
Sure.
I'm not going to mention any of them because if you want, they can get a hold of me and I can talk. I don't think I should mention any particular brands on air.
Okay.
But yes, everything can get a virus. Don't leave yourself unprotected.
Right. And I've had this happen before. You buy a new computer, you're zipping along the internet just like you're going down the Autobahn, and all of a sudden, months later, or not even months, all of a sudden it seems like you're driving through the jungle because you're going so slow. Just slows down. What's going on? Is there too much junk in your computer, or can you clean it out? How do you get the speed back up?
Okay. Generally meaning, you may have a virus.
Okay.
Okay, and it may be sending stuff out on the internet.
Sure.
So that's probably the first thing I would probably do. If you can't run the antivirus program, you probably have to bring it in to me so I can do my magic keystroke stuff to get it to run.
Okay.
The second thing is, possibly, you can hit, on a PC especially, hit the keys Control, Alt, and Delete all at the same time. Hit the Task Manager. You look over at the top of the Task Manager, and it says disk access.
Right.
Okay, if it's at 100%, that means that you have a program that went bad. It may be a virus, but it may just be something that went bad on there.
Okay.
And what you do is you take it into somebody that knows a little bit about this and say, my disk is running at 100%. By the way, this started a lot with Windows 8 and Windows 10.
Okay.
And then have them find which program is doing it and either repair it or get rid of it. So that's generally what happens with that type of...
No, and you mentioned Windows. Is there a best Windows to run?
When I say Windows, the normal PC that most people have.
Right.
And I'll probably say Windows for the Microsoft product. Sure. I'll say Mac for the Apple products.
Right.
Or I'll say iPhone or Android. For the phones.
Sure. So there's different models. They keep updating everything. Can you keep an older model? Does it have to be updated? Like I say,
the biggest reason for updates is security.
Sure.
Okay. Now, here's what also happens. You'll get an update from Microsoft. And between the vendor that you bought, whether it be Acer or Lenovo or HP, they may have screwed up.
Okay.
And what you have to do is you go out there and you have to roll back the update and see if that fixes it.
I've done that.
Yes.
I've operated in a different time.
Yeah.
Backwards.
You won't go backwards?
Right.
Are we talking personal life or are we talking computers?
Sometimes both.
Sometimes both. Okay. You know, Cliff, when you and I get to this age, we tend to live in the past a lot.
Sure.
I can't believe how great an athlete I was 50 years ago.
Right.
I'm surprised I'm not in the Hall of Fame.
I know.
So,
but, you know, your mind might still think you're that person.
But what were we talking about?
Right. You know, there's a lot of things with you know, so is it, there's a term I'm trying to think of, it's, you know, we're talking virus, where something is down, then it's sending all this information back to a different place. Is that what you're talking about?
That's the type of virus, that's the type of virus that... is actually taking over your, that's called spyware.
Right.
Okay. I couldn't think of the term until I had to start talking, you know?
Sure.
But what with the spyware on there, it's spying on what you're doing, okay? And it's sending information back.
Okay.
Okay.
So they know, the next thing, I may get an advertisement from something I had looked at.
You may get an advertisement for something you haven't looked at, yes. And you also, let's just put it this way, if you're in politics, you might see, somebody might be able to see every email you've ever sent.
Uh-oh.
So.
You're in trouble.
Huh? Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, so.
So, you know, I think everyone's experienced this. You're on a site where you're maybe it's a site, it could be Amazon or whatever. You're just looking at stuff. The next thing you know, you go on social media or someplace else, what you looked at pops up and all different varieties of
I know. You go on Amazon and you see the advertisement on Facebook.
Right.
Okay.
So they have an agreement to do that or something? How does that work?
Yeah, they agree that. They do that with something called cookies.
Ah, it's all cookies. It's and all then you'll cookies. Say, our program has to have cookies.
Yeah. If the reason you have to have cookies, especially if you log into a program, you have to remember what your user ID is and password from time to time to time. So, yes, and you have to know kind of where it's at. So cookies are both a good thing and a bad thing.
Okay.
If the computer program was written right with cookies, somebody else can't get to those cookies.
Sure.
But Amazon doesn't really want to do things right.
No, they want to sell products,
Facebook doesn't want to do things right. You know,
they all want to make money.
They all want to make money. Sure. In this world, we don't make profits anymore. We sell information.
Yeah.
We don't make products. We sell information. That's when something is free, that means that you are the product.
Right. Because a lot of times you say, oh, somebody's security has been breached. They may have all your information. Of course, you don't want the social security number, and you don't want your routing numbers and card numbers and all that. But they also sell information about you. They know what you're doing.
Yes.
That way, somebody may sell you something. Is that how it works? Or some other things?
They find out what you're interested in. Okay, I do some Facebook ads.
Sure.
I can hit people from 18 to 25 because they know how old you are.
Right.
Or I can hit people over 60 because they know how old you are.
And I've done that.
Okay. What, turned over 60?
No, I've done Facebook ads for musical groups.
Yeah. Okay. You can go out there and say, I want only people 30 miles away.
Right.
Now, only that, based on what you hit like and all that, you can say, this person's a Democrat. This person's a Republican. This person's an independent. This person votes. This person doesn't. That is based on what you do on the computer. They can figure that out.
This guy likes to eat.
Huh? Yeah.
I'm on the recipe thing.
Okay. Yeah. No. Well, yeah. My wife sees a lot of recipes, you know. And, you know, I'm personally on the Dancing Cat pages.
Oh, so, sure.
Yeah.
So. Those are pretty heavy. Yeah, I know. A lot of people store stuff on flash drives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like pictures. What happens if you go to use your flash drive and all of a sudden nothing's happening? Have you lost everything?
No, you haven't lost it. It's still there. You have to think of, there's a place on a flash drive that's like a map.
Okay.
You know, and on the map, all of a sudden you've lost the map. So you can't tell how to get there.
Okay.
So what you have to do is you run this program, a recovery program, which goes through and analyzes each thing that looks like a file and copies up to another drive. Or you can go through and try to repair the flash drive and have it do it itself. I personally like to put it on another drive and then try to repair the device. It happened to a real estate. One person was taking all their pictures all the time on the real estate company. And he went out one day, and yes, it was a he in this case, took a bunch of pictures of this place and lost all of their pictures. So, you know, it was actually cheaper in this case for them to come to me, let me recover the pictures, rather than go out and retake the pictures in that case. Sometimes you just want to retake the pictures.
Right.
But, I mean, so therefore... Yeah, it depends on how much the pictures are worth to you. I always keep three copies of everything I make.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, some people keep them on like a CD.
Yeah.
Is a flash drive better?
Okay. And I assume you mean a DVD now instead of a CD.
Right.
You're showing your age here. You know,
right.
In fact, I even see your 8-track sitting behind you. But, okay. No, neither one's better.
Okay.
You need both.
Now, is this true? You want to talk about CDs. Okay, I've got CDs that are 30 years old and they're still fine. I've read articles where they say it could disappear. They don't know when all this. You've heard about that, right?
Oh, well, the thing about a CD, first of all, they get scratched.
Oh, you remember when they first came out? Destructible. Nothing can happen. You can use them as a Frisbee. Well, that was a bunch of baloney.
Yeah. Okay, the second thing is CDs are made with, and DVDs are made with laser light.
Okay.
Okay. And actually, as it deteriorates over years.
Okay.
In fact, even sunlight on the CD side can make it disappear.
Okay.
Okay. Now, a flash drive does the same thing. Just a little story here. Stuff from the Egyptians.
Sure.
You know, if you could speak hieroglyphics, right, kind of like you do on Facebook these days,
right,
they don't use English more.
No.
We can look at that.
It never disappeared.
Huh?
It didn't disappear.
No, they're still there.
Right.
We can still read that. You know, that those are, what, 12,000 years old? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
very
not an
old
archaeologist.
Yeah.
But, and then you take a look at the Gutenberg Bible. There's still copies of that.
Right.
Okay.
Was that in like the 1400s?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, right around Columbus.
Okay.
So the Gutenberg Bible, there's still copies of that. In fact, there's still scrolls, the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Right.
We can still read some of those.
I think they had a deal over at St. John's where they had copied they made this Bible.
Yeah.
But they had copied it all. But people keep copying things.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to CDs and DVDs.
Well, okay. Now, let me finish my thing here.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay. We can still read some newspapers from the 1800s.
Right.
Okay. 1900s. We can still listen to some records from the... Do you know we cannot read the 1960 census?
Why?
We don't have any equipment that can read the material.
Oh, wow.
Nothing. I mean, there's stuff that I used in the 80s that I could never get back because I don't have, like, an old zip drive.
Sure.
Some of you have... try to find a zip drive today. You'd have to go to eBay or some of the old
stores.
What
about a floppy disk?
Kind they of don't the make same? Floppy disks anymore.
No.
They don't make the equipment. You can buy a floppy disk. I have one customer, an architect, that still doesn't have all of his old floppies over to his new system. So we had to save the old computer, read the disk, boot, get a disk drive, do it like that. So, but CDs, okay. That's why I say keep 3 copies of everything.
Okay.
CDs break, flash drives break, hard drives break. It's not if, it's
sure
when.
Yeah, because a lot of people have everything stored on the hard drive on their PC,
mm-hmm,
and then it crashes.
Yes.
Sometimes you can get it back, sometimes you can't, right?
That's right. It's just backup.
Yes. It says, it's been 223 hours and you haven't backed up your iPhone. And I'm going, I don't care. No.
Well, you know, if you just go another 17 hours, you can make it a full 10 days.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, you know, I know. If someone wants to learn how to use a computer, I've never done it. Can you help them?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
In fact, I've even had students when I was teaching in college that came from another country and had never really touched a computer before. Okay. And by the time they graduated, they could become a computer support person. Not only that, I taught my sister how to use a computer. Okay. And I had hair before that thing because
uh-oh,
you know how well brothers and sisters get along.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And it's sometimes as good as husbands and wives when you're hanging wallpaper.
Uh-oh, that's a sticky thing.
Yes, so no pun there.
No, of course,
of course
not. Never
not
from me.
But so, yeah, I pretty much relate to people. I'd like to teach some classes here and have to have people tell me what
sure
they want a class. You know, if I can get 5 or 6 people with that, I'll teach almost anything that you want me to teach.
Right. And computers can be difficult, but they can also be easy if you just, you got to start one step at a time.
One step at a time. You take a little bit. You have to understand a little bit how computers work. You have to also understand that they're made by humans.
Right.
And humans make mistakes.
Sure.
So try not to get frustrated. Well, even though I do get frustrated,
right,
try.
Right. Well, we didn't record that part about cry, I hope. But anyway, I want to thank you, John, for coming in this morning on Open Mic.
Mm-hmm.
John Peters. And now your office, right down in the Hart Mall, right?
Yep, right downstairs.
And Record Bowl, the radio station, what are your hours?
Basically, I'm there from 10 until 4. I try to go to customer sites from 8 to 10 and 4 to 6 if needed on there and stay in the office.
Sure.
Right now, at least through the month of April, I have to be gone on Thursdays. Thanks for listening to Cliff and I on KEYL and Hot Rod Radio. We plan on doing this the first Monday of the month for at least 2 more months. I hope you enjoyed listening to this. and come back and ask us any questions that you may feel you have. Thank you.